Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. It's Friday. It's nice out. And I guess a lot of people heading north or to their tree stands, getting ready for gun deer season. And it's just, for lack of a better term, it's just a nice weekend. You got Badger football coming up this week, and a lot of football coming up this weekend. You got Packers football coming up this weekend as well. So good stuff happening. You've got the NBA free agency period. Hopefully the Bucks have something good to announce at some point here very shortly. So there's a lot of things hanging in the balance, and we're just kind of along for the ride. But one of the biggest things for this weekend is the Packers taking on the Colts, and the Colts are a team that's over 500. The knock against the Green Bay Packers is they've only beaten one team with a record better than 500. Now, that's not including when they started the season against the Minnesota Vikings and everybody was at 0-0. They beat the Saints. They've beaten Detroit. They've beaten Atlanta. They got beat by Tampa Bay. They've beaten Houston. They lost to Minnesota, who was on the come. San Francisco, they beat. Jacksonville, they beat. San Francisco's a very depleted team. Jacksonville's a bad football team. And the knock is, as well, they beat San Francisco, and that team is ailing and COVID and they're missing play. Yeah, but they went on the road and they beat them 34-17. Jackson, think about this. The Packers have given up a total of 30 points in the last 2 weeks. A total. 15 points per game. That's not bad. But they're not playing staunch teams, I guess is the best way to put it. Now you've got a good Colts team. Here's an area in which you can really bolster your resume, okay? Well, the Packers come out of the Jacksonville game, and after Seattle had lost, and the Cardinals had won in that Hail Mary, and then L.A. beat Seattle, all the teams in the NFC West were then tied atop their division at 6-3. The Packers, with the head-to-head over top of the New Orleans Saints because they beat them earlier this season 37-30, the Packers then reign supreme atop the NFC. So are the Packers a Super Bowl caliber team? And I'm sitting there this morning. I'm downstairs. I'm working out. I got the television on. And I start out. I'm watching Good Morning Football. And then after that, I flipped over and I was on Fox. And then I turned to ESPN. I was watching Get Up on ESPN. And that was part of the question. And so I was really interested. I turned it up. I was really interested to hear what it is they had to say. And it was Ryan Clark and Bart Scott and Mike Greenberg and everybody. And they're talking about the Green Bay Packers. And the question was, are the Green Bay Packers for real? Take a listen to what was stated and what they feel the Green Bay Packers organization is right now.
To me, the Green Bay Packers are and also ran. We will remember them. We would think that they were a good team. We'll talk about them in the offseason to see what they can do to take that next step. But this team doesn't win the championship. This team doesn't win the Super Bowl. And when you watch them play defense, now they're missing some of their corners. They still continue to get ran through, as we saw with the Jacksonville Jaguars and James Robinson. And they are so heavily reliant on Devontae Adams to make plays offensively. I just don't believe that this team has enough. And you talked about it in the offseason, Greeny. They need to do more. They need to add more. Bart, everyone came on this show. They thought they had arrived. They felt like, you know what? With the people in the locker room, we can win. And they're wrong. And sometimes when you're wrong, you waste the great career of one of the all-time great quarterbacks in this league. And that's what we're watching with the Green Bay Packers. They're good enough to be talked about. They'll be good enough to be a factor, but they'll be sitting at home watching the Super Bowl with us because they won't have what it takes to make it there.
I'm so glad you said that because it's exactly, I think it is exactly right. To quote the great Danny Green, the Packers are who we thought they were. They were someone who needed to add someone in the draft to help, yeah, and they didn't. And they needed to add someone at the trade deadline, and they didn't. And so they will be right where they were last year, good enough for Aaron Rodgers to take them into the playoffs, but not good enough to win it. And if it's me, I'm frustrated with that. Bart, what do you think?
Well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing twice and expecting a different result. And the problem was, it wasn't that they needed another receiver. We were fine to live with that because it looked like Lazard was becoming a great number two. But the fact that they can't stop the run, that opportunity to make a trade for Avery Williamson, the Pittsburgh Steelers thought that they needed somebody at that position. They decided not to. And then what's going to happen is where you just take the San Francisco 49ers and their dominant run game away last year and how they dominated the Packers in the playoffs, and you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the bench and on the sideline most of the game trying to wait to get on the field to try and make a play.
So there you go. That's what they talk about regarding the Green Bay Packers, that the Packers front office hasn't done enough. They're wasting Aaron Rodgers' final years. They started the clock ticking themselves on Aaron Rodgers' replacement. So the question is this a big game in the sense of being able to prove, or at least to begin to prove, that they are a team, that they are a team that can compete for a Super Bowl, that they can overcome good defenses. They can be. You look at San Francisco, had a very good defense, and San Francisco beat them up not once but twice. You look at what happened to them against Tampa Bay. They couldn't stop the run against Dalvin Cook. I mean, it just flat out couldn't happen. So can they get a win and begin to change the narrative? I'm not saying they will change it. I'm saying begin to change the narrative that this really is a team that's on the come, that some of the things that you know, we've discussed so heavily maybe aren't that bad. Maybe things can be better. Maybe things can get better. By the way, Devontae Adams back at practice today. That's really, really good news if you're a Green Bay Packers fan. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. I really want to get your thoughts on this. If the Packers get a win, what does that say? If they lose, what do you think? Does that just reinforce what it is we've been saying? 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Want to get your thought because I think it's a terrific discussion, but I think I really am interested in knowing what you think, what the mass thinks. 855-830-8648. James writes in the Wendy's email inbox, heard this discussion a little bit earlier. By the way, he's listening to us on WKTY out in La Crosse. Listened to us early on in the radio.com account. He says, I think the Packers are a good team, not a great team. I don't think there's a great team in the NFC, but I think four teams are better than them. Certainly the LA Rams, they have a terrific defense. I think Seattle's offense run by Russell Wilson is better than our offense because of the weaponry he has. I think Tampa Bay has already proven it, and I think at full strength, I think as second chance around, New Orleans is better than us as well. I don't have a lot of belief in this Green Bay Packers defense, unfortunately, and Brian Gutekunst sat on his hands this offseason and did nothing. This has been extremely disappointing. Why even keep Aaron Rodgers around if you're going to do this to him down the stretch? Trade him away and at least get something for him and at least start the rebuild with Jordan Love if you're not going to do anything. What is going on in Green Bay? I'm very disappointed. 855-830-8648. Give us a shot. I think it's very interesting. I think his take is very interesting. Jeffrey says, I think the Packers are for real. Let's just wait and see. Bill writes, this Packers team gets a win and everybody's going to shut up. I'm a Packers fan through and through. Can't we just be happy with what they're doing? Nobody said not to be happy. Nobody has said that, Bill. What I'm simply asking is, if they win this game, I think it goes a long way to begin to change the narrative on the thoughts that this team can't beat teams over 500. But if they lose this game, and they lose the game in the same fashion they've lost games in the past, where a good defense stymies the offense, they don't have enough weapons, Aaron Rodgers is sitting in the pocket, patting the football, can't get anybody open, can't run the ball, and then a defense can't stop the run and can't stop a quick passer like Phillip Rivers, then you're sitting there going, wash, rinse, repeat, right? 855-830-8648. You want to hit me up on Twitter, go ahead and do so. @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com. Find me there as well. I want to continue with this discussion when we come back. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show is coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And also a reminder, don't forget, coming up immediately following the game on Sunday, it's the Green Gold Post Game Show. Gary Ellerson and I are going to be giving you our analysis, taking your phone calls, your emails, your tweets, and breaking it down and getting your reaction right after the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as well. This portion of the program, though, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.